What's up, everyone? We are here at the Victorious Marcus Show, TV and radio show.
Here with Grammy nominated Miss Masterpiece. My side of the story matters.
Yeah. life's ups and downs, it won't get to me. I'm all about my ability. It's simple, man, when you just believe. You feel your soul, let your spirit free. You're so alive in the air you breathe. Oh, elevate your reality. Don't doubt yourself, mind the matter, see. Limitless is just what the world could be. If you can make it,
I am a work in progress. The right attitude is key. Stay humble.
Superstar O here with Victorious Marcus and a hit.
Here with Grammy won Timberland Side Project Superstar O. Yeah, I'm victorious in anyway. I'm victorious anyway.
Toxic people, going to Berlin. Toxic people. toxic people. I sell this. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Stay away from these. Why rain on someone's parade? All you want is misery. And misery loves company. Stay away from these. Stay away from these. Toxic people.
Thank you. instruments. Hey, with Grammy nominated, Rich Masterpiece and Universal Music Group.
Oh,
This is a big one. Do you want some real reliable dishes that will last for a lifetime? Well, Tupperware is the tech in with Johnny Hopkins. This is revolutionary. The way they say the still tight.
You have so much. You may soon be
your careless choices affect us. I don't want another world war. You should choose it, love it instead. Don't listen to lies and false prophets. God is present. God is love. What have you done? Why, oh, why? What have you done? Your careless choices affect us all. You need to look at yourself. Arrogant pride comes before a fall. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You need to look at yourself. Arrogant pride comes before a fall. Need to check yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. What have you done? Your careless choices affect us all. Why, oh why? What have you done? Your careless choices affect us all.
up, fam? You can't stop me. I am Victorious Marcus.
Hey, so I'm waiting. How about that? And you are betting against me. I'm waiting. How about that? Now you are history. Yep. I'm waiting. How about that? And you are betting against me. I'm waiting. How about that? Now you are history.
And I love
even tried to sabotage.
at yourselves, humble yourselves, think at yourselves, humble yourselves, think at yourself, humble yourselves, think at yourselves.
Oh.
What's up, everyone? I'm all about good health and natural ways of remedies, like, you know, stretching or like for my back, if I had like a lower back, or also the chiropractor, because it's natural and it does not involve surgeries. And there's, surgeries are dangerous, like, that's only like should be like a last resort, but you can get your back, I mean, if you any type of back disorder you have, I highly recommend you to go and check out a chiropractic doctor, Dr. Charles Hopkins. I've come a long way. I have come from years of rejection and even years of poverty and so experience of all types of racism, bigotry, lies, and I've overcome it with God on my side to 21 billion media views from features on movies like the Hannah Montana movie, the Hannah Montana show on Disney, to I also work with her on a movie called Yesterday, which is number one on Netflix, to many other movies and TV shows. I've also worked on Demi Lovato on Sunny with a Chance. And my latest movie that I was on is called Apex, and it's featuring Tiesto. I performed in a bay dance on that movie. I'm thankful for every good opportunity from the TV shows that I've been on, and I'm also on the IMDb Movies There database, the Victorious Marcus, a.k.a. Marcus Hopkins. And I'm thankful that I attended the same school of performing arts as Beyonce knows at Wells Middle School. And I won awards by Bella Caroli for my acrobatics or gymnastics. I won gold medals for that. And the way I was able to do that, I mean, I had to go through rejection as well. And winning that, and I mean, at first I can only do basics. And I got rejected my sixth grade year. But that summer, I got determined, very determined. And I taught myself how to do it, the most advanced flips. And I got so good on that. I mean, you know, I was able to win the honor award at the Battle Karate Camp. After I got accepted into Wells Middle School, I came back strong. When I got accepted into Wells, that same summer, like I got accepted into the Junior Olympics as well. I went in the because like my brother and I we were flipping at a park in the. And the Junior Olympic coach was there, and he was like, he invited us over to practice. It was a track and field practice, and so yes, I went there. And to make a long story short, I broke records. So during that same year, it was many ups and downs. That I know God works in the. I know God works in mysterious ways and where it led me to where I am today. The many failures and the setbacks, I've come back with a greater comeback. Over the years, I've also experienced racism, you know, bigotry and bullying. And I stay, each time when I was bullied, even, falsely accused, because the devil's a liar. And even when I was falsely accused, I just kept pouring even more so into my, and my gifts, because I believe with God, everything is possible. So I'm thankful that I have my own TV and radio show today, because, I'm thankful that I'm doing something right, signing with Universal Music Group Distribution. And I'm thankful to have 23 awards for many things. Yes, I want to use my platform to reach the world and make a positive difference. to for everyone to treat others how they want to be treated. I'm doing something right with 21 billion media views. And, you know, the devil is a liar. And I'm thankful to God for the victory over all the lying devil. Because, like, you know, God says, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Because the devil's going to lie and from racism on all sides. I mean, and the devil has been around from the beginning. But the devil meant for evil, God turns for my good. From chains to, like, the, you know, blacks came over in the U.S. In chains and for, like, hundreds of years of oppressed. And, I mean, it's really tough that it happened. But and even though racism, like, has been, I mean, it hasn't even been over 100 years that racism has been over. But some residuals are still there. You know, Donald Trump is almost 100 years. He's almost 80 years old. But all in all, don't let anyone bring us back to, you know, slavery times. You can never judge a book by its cover. You know, I heard him talking about Kamala Harris' race. Like, it was funny. And he, you know, he's the Antichrist. You know, he needs to take responsibility for his actions. But because of the things that he's been promoting, I've been feeling it, you know, because it's been... It has been bringing us back to more racism that I've experienced in my life. Enough is enough. But just like Rosa Parks told her to sit in the back of the bus, she refused. And because, like, you know, they were trying to bully her. And this bullying is getting out of control. But anyway, you know the story about Rosa Parks. She refused and she became a civil rights activist. That helped us, that has helped a lot today. That has been a great inspiration, and it helped get our first black president. But I mean, we still have a long way to go. But I mean, like, yeah. Because, like, you know, I heard that, like, you know, Donald Trump was talking, saying all this racist stuff. It's not good to, I mean, racism, the way I say it, zero tolerance. For racism, bigotry, bullying, hate. Jesus says, do unto others as you have them do unto you. I really look up to what he says in the Word of God and in the Bible. God knows the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let's work together in love and unity, and treat others how you want to be treated, and help those in need. And thank you, Stormers, do. Especially a guy.